Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to imagine something. I want you to picture yourself alone. Just imagine it's one of those nights. One of those nights where the darkness outside seems to wrap itself around the building you're in. There is no moon. It just seems so very, very ominously dark. Almost as if it is the middle of the night in the depths of winter. In fact, you may even already feel a chill running through your body. A chill that seems to start in the center of your back and run up and down your spine. Not because you're cold, but just one of those senses of foreboding, as if something in the world is about to change. Something in the world is about to change drastically. And you're going to be the center of it. Now, imagine yourself so very alone, moving through your house. You just have this feeling that something is going to happen. You don't know what it is, but at the same time, you're scared. You hear a noise outside. It sounds as if something is flapping against the house. You go and you check the doors. You check them for the third time. They're still locked. But in your mind, you keep wondering if one of the others is locked, if you left a window open, if there's some way into your house that you don't know about. And then, as you move through the house, you happen to catch a glance out a window. The first thing you notice, the very first thing you notice, is a pair of eyes staring back at you. A pair of inhumanly beautiful eyes staring at you. A stare that you can't seem to pull yourself away from. A stare that seems to draw you in deeper and deeper. And for just a moment or two, you are lost in that stare. It feels as if some part of your mind was drawn into that stare, never to return. And yet, a moment later, the eyes you would have sworn were there are gone. You find yourself alone and frightened. You feel as if some great beast is hunting you. You don't know what it is. You don't know where it is. In your mind, you can still see those eyes, even though they're no longer there. You know, somehow they're out there, somewhere. And so you go and you find yourself a nice, safe, warm place, and you wrap yourself up in a blanket, and you shiver. And yet, in the back of your mind, you can still see those eyes. They still seem to be there. And a few moments later, you hear a knocking upon your door. And although it fills you with terror, you find yourself almost compelled to go to the door. You go to the door and you check outside and you see no one. You see no one at all. Carefully, you crack the door open. Cracking the door open to look outside. And as you do, it somehow feels as if something from outside has come into your house. And you slam the door shut, locking it again. And as you slowly, carefully make your way back towards your safe and comfortable place, you still feel that shiver running down your spine. And as you turn a corner, you find yourself staring straight into those eyes once again. Those unreal eyes attached to a face just a shade too pale. And as you look into those eyes, you feel yourself becoming lost once again. You find yourself sinking down into them so very, very deeply. It feels that those eyes have become your world. It feels that those eyes have reached into your mind and taken up permanent residence. And as you continue to stare into them, an unearthly cold hand touches your shoulder and brushes your hair away, and yet you stand there unresisting, unable to flee, even though the terror surges through your body. You find yourself unable to escape as those lips curl around your neck. And for just a moment, you feel a brief moment of pain. And then it feels as if all that you are is being sucked away. Every ounce of free will, every thought in your mind, it feels as if they're being gone through, looked at, surveyed carefully. At the same time, it feels as if all of your will is being drained out of your body. It feels as if there's nothing going to be left. In a few more moments, it feels like there is nothing left of you. And as that happens, your mouth begins forming words. Words that are not your own, and yet they're words that are true all the same. You find your mouth saying the word, Master. And as the word slips from your lips, those unearthly eyes still deep in your mind, you find that the person before you is in fact your master. The person before you now seems to control all that you are. It feels as if all of your free will has been shut away, so very, very far away, behind a locked and bolted door. And the one you call master is now the center of your world, the center of your thoughts, your needs, your desires, a part of you, constantly waiting for them, for a command, for them to choose you, to use you, to command you, to make you even more their own, even though it feels as if every inch of your body has ceased being your own at all, as if your entire world now focuses on that one set of eyes and that one voice that speaks to you and tells you, obey. And when you hear those words, the only thing you can say is, yes, master. The only thing you can do is obey. Your prior life has become a distant memory. You remember free will. You remember the person you were and all the things that used to be a part of you that were so important to you, but they feel empty and hollow now as this new voice fills you, as this new voice commands you, and all you can say is, yes, master. There's a passion you can barely speak of. It feels as if all the heat in your body, all the warmth that you have, belongs to this one, belongs to your master. You are their simple thrall. You are their obedient thing. There are no choices here. You have been taken. You have been made the vampire's thrall, and that is how you will live your life. Waiting to hear those words, waiting to be told to obey, to be commanded, to be made their submissive thing for all eternity, for all you know, deep inside of you. A small part of you screams no, but the rest of you, all of your warmth, all that you are, yearns for this voice, to obey it, to surrender to it, to belong to it, always. This is the voice you've been listening to, and you know you must obey your master. You must tell your master that you obey, because that is what a good thrall does. And now it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. And whether or not the vampire's control is still there is very, very much up to you. You will either awaken a thrall, or you will awaken yourself, but you will awaken, refreshed and awake on the count of five. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.